It is the year 539 before Common Era, before Christ, the time of the exile. Jerusalem lies in ruins. Its temple, the very home of Yahweh, the Lord God, the temple in the midst of Yahweh's people, lies in ruins. The city is desolate. Her people are gone, exiled, dispersed, which means that the Lord God is also gone. The people are abandoned. The presence of God is no longer with the people. But a new king comes to the throne in Persia. Cyrus frees the exiles and allows them to return home. To return home to the wasteland that once was the promised land. Home to rebuild. Home to replant. Home to grow. And they do that. The Judean people return to their land. They return to the city of David, to the city of God, and begin to rebuild. They start with the walls and then move on to some of the buildings. They begin to replant, and life begins to return. But somewhere in the next 20 years, discouragement sets in. The rebuilding stops. Maybe it's because the work is hard. It isn't easy to rebuild from ruins, to take what's broken and put it back together. Maybe it's because there are still so many who remember what it all used to look like. They remember the glory of David's city and Solomon's temple. They remember the splendor of the city to which people would flock for learning, for trade, and above all for worship of Yahweh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And they despair that they will ever be able to come close to matching that splendor and that glory. They despair that they will ever be able to rebuild a temple worthy of the glory of God's presence. So they stop. It's easy to despair in the face of seemingly unsurmountable trouble. When life throws a curveball and it seems easier to give up than to push on. Today, here as a gathered community, we remember. Today, we remember. We remember the many wars and conflicts of the last century. We remember those who stood up and gave so much, who gave their lives, fighting for life, fighting for love, fighting for peace. And we shudder at the loss and at the devastation it has caused. And sometimes we despair because it continues. There's still death. There's still hate. There's still war. There is still loss and devastation. But we continue to gather, like we do today, and like many will also do tomorrow across our country. We continue to pray for life, pray for love, pray for peace. And that takes courage. It's the courage that we see Haggai calling his people to. Remember the past, Haggai is saying, because it points to our future. Remember God. Remember that God called you out of Egypt into the promised land. Remember that God has always been with us. God is still with us, even when we think that God is gone, when we despair of God's presence. Remember, says the prophet Haggai to the people, to us. Remember that God's Spirit abides among you. Do not fear. Know, says God in return, know that in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake it all. And as you rebuild, know that the latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former. Remember the former glory of Jerusalem and the glory of the temple, not so that you'll be discouraged by a task so big, but so that you will be inspired by what God can do. Because as you remember the past and look to the future, know that what you can build together is greater than what was. It's greater than what was. What was lost has not been forgotten. But as we find courage and work together, we can create something more. It takes courage to rebuild. It takes courage to dream of something different, to dream of life, to dream of love, to dream of peace, to dream of something better. It takes courage. Where does that courage come from? It comes from hope. It comes from the hope of knowing what God has done for God's people before us, and knowing what God is continuing to do for us now. And that hope, reminds the Apostle Paul, is an anchor for our souls. An anchor for our souls. Not so that we might be firm and unmovable, but so that we are able to ride the swells with courage and confidence, knowing that as we come together and remember, as we come together and pray never again, that we are all pulling together to pray and to work for a future that is bigger and better than we can imagine as we look at the ruins of war. So we gather here today and we pray. We pray for those we remember. We pray for the courage to hope, for the courage to hope for another future. We pray for peace. Amen.